Welcome to episode 25, the NADPOD POMO, 2022 edition of Nisha's Narrative with Shadows Pop. During November, I'm reading some of the shorter works by Leo Tolstoy. Today is the conclusion of How the Imp Made Amends for the Crust of Bread. The peasant, still railing at his wife, began serving the drinks himself. A poor peasant returning from work came in uninvited. He sat down, and seeing that they were all drinking, he felt that he too had like a drop after his day's work. He sat on and on, his mouth watering more all the time, but the host offered him nothing. "I can't be supplying everyone who comes along," he muttered. This pleased the big devil. "Wait," the imp boasted, "there's more to come." The rich peasants drank, and their host drank with them. They soon began fawning on one another, bragging, making flattering and oily speeches. The big devil continued to listen, praising the imp for this too. "If drink makes them so foxy that they begin cheating each other, they'll soon be in our hands." "Wait for what's still to come," said the imp. "Let them have another glass. Now they're like foxes, wagging their tails and trying to deceive one another. But watch them turn into savage wolves." The peasants all had another glass, and their talk became louder and coarser. Instead of oily speeches, they cursed and snarled at each other, finally coming to blows and beating one another black and blue. The host joined in the fight, and he too was given a beating. The devil looked on, very pleased. "This," he said, "is excellent." "Wait for what's still to come," said the imp. "Let them have another round. Then they're like mad wolves. But give them time. One more glass, and they'll be like swine." After taking another glass, the peasants were besotted. They muttered and shouted without knowing why. They were no longer listening to one another. The party began to break up. Some went alone, some in pairs, some in threes, all staggering down the street. The host went out to see his guests off, fell on his nose in a puddle, and lay there, covered from head to foot and grunting like a hog. This pleased the devil still more. "Well," he said, "you've hit upon a fine drink and have made up for the crust of bread. But tell me, how is this drink made?" "First, you must have put fox blood in it that made the peasants as sly as foxes, and then wolf's blood that made them savage as wolves. And you probably finished off with swine's blood that made them swinish." "No," said the imp, "that was not the way I did it. All I had to do was make the peasant grow more grain than he needed. Beast blood is always in man, but as long as he only has as much as he needs, it's not aroused. Before the peasant didn't grudge his last crust, but as soon as he had a surplus of grain, he commenced to have cravings. And I taught him the pleasure of drink. As soon as he began to turn God's gift into liquor for his own pleasure, the blood of the fox, the wolf, and the swine all rose up in him. If only he continues to drink, he'll always be a beast." The devil praised the imp, forgave him the crust of bread, and promoted him to a higher position. Sadly, the peasant has succumbed to the negative energies that excess can often bring. We start to lose sight of our past humility and start to engage with arrogance. While Tolstoy writes his story about the dangers of drinking alcohol, the drink is the trigger for lowering inhibitions and releasing the negative energies we all have. They are ours to control, just as it's our choice to drink alcohol or refrain. Thank you for listening to episode 25. The next episode will feature the story, The Jackals and the Elephant.